Lord Jesus Christ. I bear witness for the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣圣名为主耶稣做见证。
Today I've been assigned to give a testimony.
今晚我被安排来见来分享我的见证。
God willing, if there's enough time, then I'll give another testimony as well.
那如果说时间足够的话，我将再做另外一个见证。
For those who don't know me, my name is Raymond.
然后大家可能不认识我，我的名字叫 Raymond。
And I have come on the TTP course from the UK.
然后我是从英国来的神学生。
And for those who don't know, the UK has about 10 churches.
然后在英国大约有共有十间教会。
This includes one prayer house.
其中包含一间祈祷所。
And there are other places of worship in the UK.
然后我是从英国来的。
Today I'd like to share with you a contend for the faith.
好，今天我想要见证的是为信心努力。
Believe contending for faith is appropriate for this testimony.
为信心努力这个题目非常适合我的见证。
Because it describes my journey of faith and how I came to believe.
因为这今天要谈到我是如何来信耶稣的。
First, let's turn to the book of Jude.
然后首先请翻开犹大书。
Jude, verse 3.
犹大书第三节。
Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
犹大书第三节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们。要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
Here's a message from Jude.
这边是犹大他的信息。
And he sent it. He sent a message to those who are sanctified by God.
然后他写信给那被蒙召在父里蒙爱的弟兄姐妹。
There is such thing as a common salvation.
然后他提到一次交付的真道。
And the common salvation has a conclusion.
然后我们在得救恩的时候是必须依靠真理的。
What is that conclusion?
那个真理是什么呢？
It's something which has been final and delivered to the saints.
那个真理就是那一次交付圣徒的真道。
So for something to be final must be something that must be certain.
那交付圣徒的真理那必定是确定的。
Certainty about the faith we believe in.
那是坚定了我们所确认的信仰。
Why is there this certainty?
为什么要很确定呢？
It's for once and for all passed down to the saints.
因为那是一次交付圣徒的。
It's been entrusted to the church.
那是被交付教会的。
For me, I came from a Christian family.
我是来自一个基督徒的家庭。
And we attended an Anglican church, which is another denomination.
然后我过去是参与英国国教的一个支派所就是圣公会。
For many of us, we are already in the faith.
然后所以在我们家庭我们已经信主。
But I'm coming from another angle completely different.
但是我们的信仰却是从另外一个角度来信圣经。
So I'll describe and share with you how I came to come to know the church.
所以我想要与大家来分享我是如何来到真教会的。
And how I became a member of the church.
然后我是如何成为真教会的信徒。
So as I said before, I'm from a Christian family initially. We're from a Christian family.
然后我是来自一个基督徒的家庭。
I have one brother, an older brother and a younger sister.
我有一个哥哥和一个妹妹。
So I'm the person in the middle.
所以我是老二。
And my parents would take me to the Anglican church.
然后我的父母带我到圣公会聚会。
And this would happen on Sundays.
然后通常是星期天到教会礼拜。
There came a point in time where my brother decided to go to another denomination.
但是有一天我的哥哥却决定要到另外一个教派。
And this denomination was from a Pentecostal background.
然后我哥哥去了一个五旬节教会。
So we can see already there is a split in decision between going to which church within the family.
所以你可以看出我们家庭光是为了要去教会就分门别派。
Strangely, my parents did not object to this too much.
但是我父亲我的家人对于我哥哥去参加五旬节教会并没有特别的意见。
They would meet up on Sunday, on Friday and Sunday.
然后他们教会是星期五和星期日
And so this is what my brother would continue in doing. He would go to this denomination, whereas the rest of the family would go to the Anglican Church.
然后他自己一个人去五旬节教会, 然后我和其他的家人就到圣公会聚会。
There then came a point in time where my brother asked me to attend this, denomination.
但是有一天我哥哥也邀请我一同参加五旬节教会。
So I was a little bit curious about what is different about this denomination.
所以因此我就开始很好奇到底圣公会与五旬节教派有什么不一样。
So I went and observed.
所以我就过去观察。
My parents didn't have any objection about it.
然后我的父母在当时并没有特别的意见或反对。
My dad in particular, he went to this denomination to see and for himself, what is this denomination about?
然后我哥哥就是要去探究到底这个教派是什么。
And this denomination that my brother and I were now going to, it did not have laid out any particular articles of faith.
然后在我 我们所参加的五旬节教派里面，他们对于信仰并没有特别的明确的教导。So
by this time I was probably about 11 or 12.
在那时候我大概十一二岁。And
I was attending the services on Sundays.
然后我星期天就去聚会。There
came a point in time where this denomination got in contact with True Jesus Church.
然后但是之后呢，这个五旬节教会突然想要跟真耶稣教会有联络。It
could even have been the other way around, True Jesus Church getting in contact with this denomination.
然后，所以真耶稣教会就邀请这个教派的信徒去参加真耶稣教会的福音茶会。
But the denomination that was part of had an interest in what True Jesus Church was talking about.
然后那时候的信徒就会觉得说对真耶稣教会的道理很感兴趣。
For example, the denomination that we were part of had an understanding about Sabbath day.
然后比方说我原本去的五旬节教派，他们并不明白安息日是什么。
But it didn't keep the Sabbath day as it should be.
所以他们就没有守安息生日。
Nonetheless, they looked at the articles of faith that True Jesus Church had.
然后除此之外，他们也去查究真耶稣教会的信仰。
So they saw this was interesting.
然后他们发现说真教会的道理非常的有趣。
They looked into the aspect of Holy Spirit.
然后他们开始去研究圣灵。Again,
they saw this was interesting.
然后他们发现圣灵的道理是非常的有意思的。And
so afterwards, they decided to make a decision to invite True Jesus Church to have fellowship with the denomination.
所以之后他们就开始邀请真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹与他们的教会联谊。And
so there came a time where they all met together.
所以之后我们就开始有联络，有聚会。Some
members of True Jesus Church went to the denomination.
然后有些真教会的信徒也来我们的教会。
And we had fellowship.
然后我们一同团契。
And then it came to a time where there would be a service held.
然后之后我们就开始一起聚会。
And one of the workers from the True Jesus Church led the service.
然后有一位真教会的福音工人来带领聚会。
And I cannot remember what the title of the service was.
我虽然记不得当天聚会的题目是什么。
But towards the end of the service, it was a time to begin prayer.
但是聚会结束的时候，我们就要祷告。So
the sermonizer spoke about prayer.
所以那时候他们就开始谈论祷告的道理。And
spoke about how we engage in prayer to God.
然后并且教导我们要如何祷告。And
he mentioned about praying in tongues.
然后并且提到灵言的祷告。So
the worker was trying to make a distinction about the prayer.
所以因此，福音的工人他想要区别
And so we all engage in prayer. And that was a time that I sensed the prayer was different. And I believe that was the time that I was touched by the Spirit. Being touched by the Spirit does not mean to say that you have received the Holy Spirit.
It
is some form of spiritual experience. So I
sense
something different about the prayer.
所以我在祷告当中能够察觉到灵言祷告的不同。
Afterwards, True Jesus Church and the denomination went their separate ways.
然后之后这两个教派就各行其道。
And the members of the denomination still had an interest about the truths of True Jesus Church.
然而在我们五旬节教派里面的一些信徒依旧对真耶稣教会的道理感到兴趣。
They discussed amongst themselves, but then they didn't pursue any matters further.
然后他们 信徒之间彼此谈论真耶稣教会的道理，但是却没有在极力在追求。
My brother found it interesting, and then he didn't take any further action.
然后，但是我的哥哥却从讨论道理当中觉得他对真耶稣教会的道理有兴趣，他并且想要去追求真教会的道理。
But then there came a point in time where he decided to visit True Jesus Church.
所以那时候他就决定他要到真耶稣教会聚会。
So he visited True Jesus Church.
所以他就来到了真耶稣教会。
And he got baptized.
然后他就受洗。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
他也得到圣灵。
And then after that point in time, he decided to ask me to come.
然后不之后他也决定要邀请我到真耶稣教会。
So by this time, my parents began to be aware that my brother was attending another denomination.
然后那个时候，我的父母亲才惊讶地发现说，我的哥哥又换教会了。
And so my brother invited me to come to this to this church.
然后后来，我哥哥开始邀请我到真耶稣教会。
But during this time, there was more tension in the family.
可是，在那个时候，我们家里面的压力气氛就很不好。
Before I left the house,
当我离开家之前
，my dad would go, "Where are you going?"
我爸爸就会问说你去哪里
Why are you going there?
你为什么要去
So we can see that there's tension.
我可以感受到家里面的压力非常的大
So this would continue for quite a period of time.
然而这个家庭的压力却持续了一段时间
And it's the same thing for my brother and also for my sister.
同样的情况也发生在我的哥哥和我妹妹身上
So this continued, but then afterwards it then slowed down.
然后家里的压力持续了一段时间之后就有些舒缓
I think one of the reasons why there was this tension is because of prejudices about the True Jesus Church.
然后我想家里面之所以会有在信仰上面引起那份压力，是因为真耶稣教会的真理性。
So it's a barrier to overcome, but also a barrier to explain about the True Jesus Church.
所以这也就是说我们在信耶稣过程当中所经历的一份属灵的征战，让我们能够更认识教会。
And then after a period of time, then my dad became okay about me going to church.
然后过了一段时间之后，我的父亲就不再反对我到真耶稣教会了。
Actually, when my brother got baptized, he got baptized without my parents knowing.
其实当我哥哥在真耶稣教会受洗的时候，他并没有征得我父母亲的同意。
I don't know if you're scared of them.
我不知道他为什么这么做，可能他的举动。吓到了我的父母。
But it was his decision that he wanted to do.
但是这是他的决定。
And I remember opening the door to let him out of the house.
我只记得我偷偷的把门打开，让他离开家里。
Nonetheless, he got baptized into the Lord.
然他感谢神，他就受洗归入主的名下。
But then we know another aspect about contending for the faith.
但是我们却之后就问他说，他要如何在靠信仰来喜乐
？Another aspect of contending for the faith.Concerns the believers themselves.
然后之后我们就开始努力的，必须要为我们的信仰，为这份道理来努力。
And this is something that Paul mentioned.
因为这是保罗所提到的。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
请翻开腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 27.
腓立比书一章二十七节。
Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come.And see you, or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you may stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
腓立比书一章二十七节，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为信的所信的福音齐心努力。
I believe Paul here is talking about the faith of the members here.
我相信保罗他这边所提到的是信徒的信心。
And the faith of the members was influenced by a goal.
然后信徒的信心其实是为一个同一个心志所努力所影响的。
And that goal is to strive for the faith of the gospel.
这个心志就是要为福音齐心努力。
And this is the means of the church at the time.
这也就是当时候教会所努力的一个目标。
Likewise, when I was in True Jesus Church and learning about the gospel.
然后当时候有许多人，来影响教会。
There were brethren that was explaining, contending, and explaining to me about the articles of faith.
所以当时候有许多人不断竭力的为真道争辩，为了要将道理讲明。
So they had this urgency for me to know about the gospel.
所以那时候有位弟兄为了我的信仰不断地来教导我。
There came a point in time where I stopped coming to Judas Church.
然后当时候曾经有一段时间我不愿意再到真耶稣教会来慕道。
The reason why is because I felt at the time that my exams were more important.
因为在那个时候有一段时间我觉得我自己个人的课业更重要。
So I put this as more of a focus for me.
所以我就比较着重在个人的事情上。
But then one of the brothers sent me a letter.
但是教会却有位弟兄写封信给我。
He sent me a letter and he sent me a leaflet about the Articles of Faith.
然后他写封信给我，其中也附带了一些福音小册。
So he encouraged me to come and have fellowship with them.
所以他就鼓励我再来教会与他们一同团契。
We can see that this is, for example, is a means of trying to contend for the faith.
然后其实这也是一种为真道努力为信仰努力的方法。
That while he could not see me physically, he could remember me and know where my address was.
然后虽然说那位同龄他没有看见我但他记得我也知道我的住址。
So this was an unexpected surprise for me.
所以因此当我收到他的来信的时候我相当的惊讶。
My brother could have brought this letter home, but he didn't.
然后我的哥哥虽然跟我住在一起，但他却没有邀请我到教会。
So I looked it, opened it up, and I saw what it was about.
然后，所以当我看到那封信的时候，就打开来仔细的阅读。
But the question was whether I'd be willing to strive for the truth of the gospel.
但是，对我内心最重要的一个问题就是，我是否要为这份信仰来努力。
That's why this verse is applicable to both the church and also those that it preaches to.
所以，这个问题是不单是为教会对教会而言，或者是对慕道朋友来讲，都是很重要的一个课题。
So because members of the church had this drive to strive for the faith of the gospel,
因为教会的同龄愿意为这份信仰、为这份道理来努力
，I could be a recipient to this.
所以我才能够有机会来接受这份道理。
And so the brethren could see me striving for the truth as well.
所以弟兄姐妹才看得到，说我为了信仰所经历的那份。挑战跟挣扎。
And so as a result, this would be the point of learning for me.
所以这时候我就学到了一件事。
But it then proves on to another point about the church itself.
然后之后我也让我思考到关于教会的一个道理。
And the church would have the truth.
就是我们的教会必须要有真理。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
请翻开以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 12.
以弗所书一章十二节
That we who first trusted in Christ should be the... Sorry, verse 13.
十三节
In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
以弗所书一章十三节你们既听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，竟然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
This would now be a time for me to learn to trust in what I was hearing.
所以，因此，在我人生的那个时候，就开始要来思考。
That is this word of truth.
也就是我要如何来为这个真理来努力。
When the word of truth is spoken.
当人讲述道理的时候
，It helps people to think about it and to learn to trust.
然后听到可以帮助人来思考道理，并且来学习来信靠这份信仰。
And this word of truth brings a sense of direction.
然后真理可以给人带来目标和方向。
When I returned back to the church,
当我回到真教会之后
，I started to come to services a bit more regularly.
所以我开始认真的参加聚会。
And then there came an evangelical service.
然后我参加了灵恩布道会。
And it was my first evangelical service. I've never been to an evangelical service before in the True Jesus Church.
那是我这辈子在真教会的第一个灵恩布道会。
And one of the passages that stood out was what was recorded in John chapter 3 verse 5.
然后当时候有一段经文非常的扎心，那就是哥林多在那个加拉太书。
And that is when Jesus is talking about the one having to be born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of heaven.
哦，对不起，是在约翰福音三章五节，那就是讲说人必须要从水和圣灵生，才能够得进神的国。
So this dwelt on my mind.
然后这段经文不断地扎我的心。
It was like an imprint upon my mind.
然后好像就印在我的心里。
So as a result of this, I thought about it more and more.
也就因此我就更努力地去追求这个信仰。
The message seemed very serious.
然后我可以思考说这个信息对我来讲是非常严肃的。
The word of God is also serious.
神的道理是严肃的。
So then the question I have to then ask myself, do I want to enter the kingdom of God?
所以那时候我满心自问，我是否要进入神的国。
And do I want to go through these means to enter?
我是否要透过水洗和灵洗来进入神的国。
And if I do want to enter this pathway,
如果我要用这个方式来进入神的国，
then I must try to trust in this pathway.
那我就必须相信这个方式是正确的。
It's a bit like trying to go into the unknown.
然后这好像就是从对一个无知的我在去学习一个
Simply because I've never been in that pathway before.
学习一个未知的道路，因为这是我未曾接触过的道理。
Up to that point in time, I'd never been baptized before.
毕竟在那个之前，我还没接受任何的洗礼。
And likewise, never received the Holy Spirit.
然后我也没有受过圣灵。
But I decided to make it a goal.
但是我却以这个为我的心志。
Whenever I come to church.
当我来到教会的时候
I will pray for the Holy Spirit.
我就要求圣灵
Whenever I go home,
当我回家
Again, I'll pray for the Holy Spirit.
我要继续再求圣灵
So this is something I honestly wanted to receive.
这就是圣灵是我竭力努力要追求的
So I trust in the statement that was in the scripture.
所以我就相信圣经的这段道理
And devote my heart and mind to this.
并且全心的去追求这段经文
And then after a period of time,
然后在一段时间之后
Maybe about 3 months or so
大约三个月之后
God gave me the Holy Spirit
然后神就将圣灵赐给我
I noticed that on one Sabbath day when I was praying
我注意到说有一个安息日当我在祷告的时候
that my praying in tongues was different
然后我的灵言变得不同了
Or where I was praying was different
然后我所祷告的方式也变得很不一样
I sensed something different about how I was praying
然后我发现说我所祷告的情况跟以往是不一样的。
But then I had this urgency that when I got home, I wanted to pray.
然后，但是我那时候感受到说，我回有一个感动，就是我回到家之后，我还要继续祷告。
At the time, I was just watching TV at night time.
好，当我回到家，其实刚开始晚上我是先看电视。
But I had this urgency that I wanted to pray.
但是在看电视途中，我却一直感受到说，我一定要去祷告，有那意念一直催促我。
And so what I wanted to do was to make sure everyone was sleeping.
所以那时候我就要确认我全家人都睡着了。
Because not every member in the household was a believer.
因为并不是我家里面全部的人都相信圣灵。
So all the rooms were used up in the house.
所以我要等到全部人都睡着了。
And there were 3 places that I could have gone to pray.
然后有三个地方我可以去祷
告。There was the kitchen.
可以在厨房祷告。
There was a separate toilet.
或者是说在厕所祷告。
And there was a bathroom.
或者在浴室里祷告。
So I had a choice.
所以此外没有别的选择。
But I was willing to choose the bathroom to pray.
但是我却决定要在浴室祷告。
And so I went in and closed the door and I went to pray.
所以我就进到浴室把门关起来祷告。
And then when I prayed, and then when I engaged in prayer,
当我很努力祷告的时候
straight away I knew I received the Holy Spirit.
然后那时候我就
So I was very joyful.
我就知道我得到圣灵
And I had a lot of tears of joy.
然后我流下感喜乐的眼泪
because this is communication with God in prayer.
因为这是在灵里面与神的交通
something I never experienced before.
这是我未曾有过的经验
So this is a demonstration of trusting in the word of God.
这也就是我们相信神道理的一个表现
So I heard the word of God and I trusted it.
所以我听了道理我就相信了
And it was then later on that I received the Holy Spirit. And then it was later on that I then went to receive water baptism.
然后，所以当我得到圣灵之后，我就开始决定我要洗礼。
Usually in the scripture, it talks about being baptized before you receive the Holy Spirit.
然后，所以这边提到说要，虽然说要在领受圣灵之前先受水洗。
Here is the reverse.
但是我的情况却是相反的。
So I can see that God has blessed me.
所以我可以看出说神是祝福我的。
And I can see that God heard my prayer.
然后我也知道神垂听了我的祷告。
And so it came to the point that I was going to be baptized.
所以当我决定要受洗的时候。
So then I had to go and speak to my parents.
我必须要跟我的父母谈论这件事。
And I told my parents I want to be baptized.
我跟我的父母说我想要受洗。
No problem.
然后爸爸，我的父母就说 OK, 没问题。
So they attended the baptism.
所以我就受洗了。
And that is how I became a member.
所以这也就是我成为真耶稣教会信徒的经过。
And then, as I said before, my sister's turn to now face the obstacle of coming to the church.
然后，但是我妹妹她却经历了信仰上面的征战。
But when we reflect on it, it's a minor persecution.
然后，因为在信仰的过程当中，必会遇到一些迫害。
And so there's three of us attending the church.
然后不管怎样，我们三个兄弟姐妹都一同来到教会。
And the thing about the three of us attending the church is that we can learn more about the truth of God.
然后我们三个人一同来教会来，希望能够更加认识神。
We turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
然后请翻开提摩太前书第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太前书第三章十五节。
But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
提摩太前书三章十五节，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
So after this period of time, we are all ushered into the body of Christ.
然后在这个时候，我们三个人都成为了教会的身体。
And what ushers us into the body of Christ is the Spirit.
然后也就是透过神的灵，让我们能够成为基督的身体。
And it's God and the truth.
然后这个教会就是真理的柱石和根基。
So God indeed can dwell among the members.
所以因此神真的是 帮助我们每一位信徒,
dwell among the members to manage the truth and be managed by the truth of God.
然后所以神将道理交付给信徒，教会给教会，然后让信徒能够接受这份真理。
And so because God manages the truth in the church this way,
因为神将真理启示教会来带领我们的教会,
we have a clear understanding of how God wants us to be.
所以我们就能够很清楚地明白神要我们做什么。
But also wanting others to be added to the fold as well. So at this particular point in time, my brother and sister and me were thinking about our parents.
所以那时候我的哥哥和妹妹就开始想到说我们的父母还没有信主。
But then something strange happened.
但那时候却发生一件很奇怪的事情。
Something I cannot really explain.
我实在是无法理解。
That after the period of time,
在一段时间之后,
my sister did not want to come to church anymore.
我的妹妹不想再来教会了。
My brother did not want to come to church anymore.
我的哥哥也不想来教会了。
And so they both had their reasons.
然后他们两个各自有各自的理由。
And so for me, I had to learn to go to church on my own.
所以我就开始要学习如何自己到教会参加聚会。
And so this was a period of trial.
对我而言，这就是一份信仰的一份征战。
Because when you've heard what I've spoken up to now is a case of following my brother, following my brother, following my brother.
然后，所以我们可以看到说，我的哥哥的信仰就这样子跌倒了。
But I think it brought about something that I had to do.
但是我却思考说，我必须要做一些事情。
And that's to build up a holy faith.
那也就是要建立一个坚固的信仰。
So when we look at Jude,
所以我们看回犹大书。
Jude verse 20.
Jude verse 20.
But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
犹大书二十节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。二十一节，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。Actually,
when I heard that my brother and sister did not want to come to church anymore,
实际上，当我听到我的哥哥和妹妹不愿意再来教会的时候,
it was mentioned to me on the same Sabbath day that I was going to church.
然后，而且他们是在同一
It's just something I could not understand.
然后我实在是无法理解。
But nonetheless, I continue to go to church.
但是我还是决定要继续来教会聚会。
And I'm thinking about how am I going to try and help solve this problem?
然后我一直思考说我要如何来面对眼前的这个难关。
They're both going through the trials of themselves.
因为他们俩在生活里面都遇到不同的患难与考验。
But the thing I learn about this period of time is to learn to listen to what their comments were.
然后，但是那时候我却学习到说如何来学习真道。
And because my brother was a dialysis patient.
因为我的哥哥他本身是一个洗肾的一个病患。
The last 10 years I've been spent caring for him.
然后所以他有10年的肾脏病。
I had more time to attend to his needs, but also hear his viewpoints.
然后所以那时候我们就想说要怎样去帮助他。
My goal was wanting to bring him back to church.
然后我的目标就是要将他带回教会。
And this is probably a period of a year.
然后大概为他祷告了一年。
So then after a period of time that I was praying for him,
然后在我为他祷告的那段时间,
not just me praying for him, but other members praying for him.
不只是我一个人为哥哥祷告, 还有许多的弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
One or two members from the church got in contact with him.
然后教会的有些弟兄姐妹与他联络。
And there came a point in time where I decided to ask him about making it a goal to come back to church.
然后之后我就鼓起勇气去邀请哥哥说我们应该下定决心再次回到教会来。
By this time he was still having contact with one or two brethren and going to their house to have a Bible study and fellowship.
然后在他离开教会的那段期间他还是有在跟一两位弟兄联络然后并且到他们家参加家庭聚会。
So I said to him, why don't you try and make it a goal to just attend one service?
然后所以我就鼓励他说，那你为何不立志就是参加教会的一场聚会呢？
In London church, there's probably about 4 services on the Sabbath day.
然后在英国的伦敦教会，一天有4场的聚会。
So I told him, why don't you just go to one?
我就跟他说，你为什么不参加一场聚会就好呢？
Just go to one, and after you've gone to one, if you want to go away, you can go away.
那如果说你参加一场聚会之后，你想离开，你就离开吧。
So this is what I prayed about.
所以那时候我就为此祷告。And
thank God.
感谢神,
he attended the first service. But he stayed for the rest of the day. So he received the love and care and concern of the brethren.
And
I believe he also was connected back into the truth of love.
我也相信他在聚会的时候也与神的真理的爱再次了连接。
And then the following week he came, and then the following week he came.
所以在接下来的几个星期里面，他不断的回到教会聚会。
So then he kept on coming.
然后之后他就回到教会。And
it's mentioned, what is mentioned in James is very true.
然后所以在雅各书所提到的是真的。
James chapter 5.
雅各书第5章。
James chapter 5 verse 19.
雅各书5章。
19 and 20. If anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
雅各书5章19节, 我的弟兄们, 你们中间若有失迷真道的, 有人使他回转, 20节, 这人该知道, 叫一个罪人从迷途上回转, 便是救一个灵魂不死, 并且遮掩许多的罪。
So this more or less sums up the period of time where my brother was not attending the church and having to counsel and encourage him to return.
所以这段经文简单的就是描述了我们我跟我哥哥重新回到教会如何帮助哥哥重新回到教会的一个鼓励。
I believe this is a result of prayer and love and concern of the brethren.
我相信哥哥能够再次回到教会是因为大家的爱心的带导和关怀。
And that more or less sums up how I came to be believe.
这同时也证明了我是如何来信耶稣的。
Now I'm going to briefly talk about my other testimony.
然后现在我想简单的说另外一个见证。
One of the things that is on the minds of my brother and sister is for my parents to be saved.
然后我跟我哥哥和妹妹一直在思考，就是如何让我们的父母得救。
So my brother and sister live in my brother and sister mum and dad live in London.
然后我的父亲，我的哥哥与我父亲住在伦敦。
And I live in north of London.
然后我却住在伦敦的北部。
It's probably about an hour and a half by train.
大概坐火车要一个半小时才能够抵达的地方。
Anyway, the day before I actually came to America.
然后在我来美国的前一天。
We had service.
然后我们有一个聚会。
And my brother and sister were at my parents' house.
然后我的弟兄姐妹就聚集在父母的家。
And they were praying together.
然后他们就一同祷告。
And my mother was sitting up praying.
然后我妈妈当时候是坐着祷告。
And there came a point in time where the prayer was going to be concluded.
然后当祷告快要结束的时候。
And my sister sensed that my mother was not responding to ending the prayer.
然后我妹妹发现说我妈妈并没有好像结束祷告的样子。
And she tapped my mother on the shoulder. Mom, 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 wake up.
所以那时候她才发现说，我妈妈好像已经昏迷，她就赶快叫妈妈起，拍她肩膀叫她起来。
But she was actually slumped on the couch.
但实际上那时候妈妈是昏迷在沙发上。
And in actual fact, she was not breathing.
然后那时候她已经失去了呼吸。
So my sister called my brother, and my brother came as well.
所以那时候我的妹妹就叫我哥哥过来，我哥哥去看了妈妈。
So the thing that came to their mind is to pray.
然后那时候他们想到第一件事情就是赶快祷告。
So they prayed aloud in words and they prayed in tongues.
所以那时候他们就用灵言和悟性祷告。
And it was a very urgent a prayer of urgency.
然后他们非常迫切的跟神祷告。
And then suddenly we find that my mum actually regained consciousness.
然后后来就发现说我的妈妈开始恢复了意识。
Something came out of her mouth.
然后她从她嘴巴里面开始出来一些。
And then afterwards her eyes opened up.
出了气息，然后她眼睛开始张开。
And she looked at my brother and sister and she said, "What's wrong?"
然后我妈妈看着我的哥哥和妹妹，问他们说发生什么事。
So they asked her to hold out her hands.
然后所以他们就互相握手。
So she held out her hands.
所以我妈妈就握住他们哥哥和妹妹的手。
By this time, my dad was calling the ambulance.
那时候我父亲已经叫救护车来了。
And my brother gave me a call to say that my mom passed out.
然后所以我哥哥就打电话来跟我说妈妈她刚才昏倒了。
And she's on the way to the hospital.
然后所以她现在要前往医院。
I was already packed to go to America.
然后那时候我已经将要来美国的行李都打包好了。
But nonetheless, I prayed about the situation.
所以，但是那时候还就为当时候的情势赶快祷告。
And I encouraged my sister and the rest of the family to pray.
所以我就鼓励我的妹妹和家人要为妈妈祷告。
I then booked my ticket to go to America.
然后我就订机票来美国。
So I didn't know what was the outcome.
其实我并不晓得后来发生了什么事。
But then my sister was went in the ambulance with my mom.
然后我妹妹就看我跟我妈妈一同搭救护车。
And actually in the ambulance she was quite joyful.
然后实际上妈妈在救护车里面的时候她是非常的喜乐。
She doesn't like going to the hospital.
她一点都不像要去医院的样子。
But she was quite joyful and she was singing hymns.
然后但是她非常的喜乐，她在唱诗。
And today, in the last number of weeks,
然后直到在过去几周到今天为止，
What I've noticed is that my parents have been coming to the church.
然后我所知道的是，我的父母已经开始来我们教会了。
So maybe God is answering our prayer.
我想或许这是神回应我的祷告。
Because over the last month and a bit, they have been coming to the church.
因为我过去一直在祷告，希望我的父母能够来教会。
So my prayer is that God will work in their heart.
所以我的目标是希望我的父母亲能够回到教会。
So that they can come and accept the truth.
然后他们就能够来接受真理。
Now briefly, I'm going to say why I came out to be a full-time worker.
然后我再简单的说，为什么我想要献身当传道。
One of the reasons is because I've been blessed in my life.
那首先是因为我在生活里面，神给我许多的。
God has blessed me abundantly with many different things.
神透过不同的方式给我许多的福气。
Before my wife passed away,
在我妻子过世之前，
the last word she told me was to keep strong.
然后她对我的最后的遗言就是你要坚强。
So I have to learn to keep strong in the Lord for myself and also for my family.
所以我就立志要靠着靠主为 为我的家庭，为我们的信仰来坚强。
Other workers have asked me to think about coming out to serve.
然后当时候也教会有些同工来鼓励我要出来服侍神。
But one of the key reasons is to live a meaningful life for the Lord.
然后但是却就是要首先就是要离开我自己的生活。
I'm not saying if none of us are a full-time worker, we cannot live a meaningful life for the Lord.
然后并不是我们要为主过一个有意义的人生，并不是说你没有当传道就没有就过没有意义的人生。
But for me, I'm willing to do it.
但是对我而言，我愿意成为一位全职的传道，来为主过一个有意义的人生。
Because God has shown so much.
因为神为我舍去那么许多。
And God has revealed His truth throughout my time of life.
而且神在我生活里面不断地彰显他的真理。
My testimony ends here.
然后我的见证到此结束。
We sing one final hymn.
那我们最后唱一首诗。
Hymn 379.
379首。
Hymn 379.
请唱诗379首。